This episode is sponsored in parts by our friend EnterpriseDB. EnterpriseDB has been powering enterprise applications with PostgreSQL for 15 years, and now EnterpriseDB has you covered wherever you deploy PostgreSQL, on-premises, private cloud, and they just announced a fully managed service on AWS and Azure called Big Animal, all one word. Don't leave managing your database to your cloud vendor because they're too busy launching another half dozen managed databases to focus on any one of them that they didn't build themselves. Instead, work with the experts over at EnterpriseDB. They can save you time and money. They can even help you migrate legacy applications, including Oracle, to the cloud. To learn more, try Big Animal for free. Go to biganimal.com/snark and tell them Corey sent you.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the AWS Morning Brief podcast. I'm Corey Quinn, and I will be at RSA this week, so you don't have to. If I survive from all the people trying to sell me things, I'll be reporting back. Let's dive in and see what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. AWS IAM now supports WebAuthn and Safari Browser for multi-factor authentication with security keys. Cool. Now can you jackwagon stop making me create multiple IAM users to get around your one MFA device per IAM user nonsense limitation? And also the AWS root account while you're at it. NoSQL Workbench for Amazon DynamoDB adds support for create table, update table, and delete table operations. Adding this to the workbench is kind of like using a woodworking workbench as part of your new dining room table. Instead of a back-of-house tool, it's now part of a production deployment process, and that worries the crap out of me. Price reductions on Amazon EC2 instances running SUSE Linux Enterprise Server OS. This is huge news for the three European banks who use SUSE Linux and absolutely no one else because it's not 2006 anymore. Monitoring and alerting break glass access in an AWS organization. This is a very real problem, but it's such a convoluted solution that they're proposing that I don't have any trust that it would actually fire in the unlikely event that someone used the break glass access method. Introducing the newest AWS Heroes, June of 2022 edition. A number of folks that I deeply admire have been recognized this time as AWS Heroes, so congratulations to them. Trigger an AWS Glue Data Brew job based on an event generated from another Data Brew job. This is amateur hour. Real professionals trigger a Glue Data Brew job from the same Data Brew job, borrowing heavily from the ever-popular Lambda Invokes Itself pattern. Using IAM database authentication with workloads running on Amazon EKS. Now, I'm no database expert, but you'd really think that this blog post would mention that AWS's own guidance for IAM authentication against databases suggests that you limit it to a mechanism for temporary personal access to databases and also recommends that you use IAM database authentication only for workloads that can be easily retried. That's okay, I'm sure it's fine. Version 1 of the AWS CDK is now in maintenance mode. If you're using V1 of the CDK, stop it! Don't worry though, it'll be right there at the top of Google search results for the next few years to confuse you.
What if there were a single place to get an inventory of what you're running in the cloud that wasn't the monthly bill? Further, what if there were a way to compare that inventory to what you were already managing via Terraform, Pulumi, or CloudFormation, but then automatically add the missing unmanaged or drifted parts to it? And what if there were a policy engine to immediately flag and remediate a wide variety of misconfigurations? Well, stop dreaming and start doing. Visit snark.cloud/firefly to learn more.
Reimagine search on GitHub repositories with the power of the Amazon Kendra GitHub connector. GitHub has one of the best search implementations I've seen. It's tremendously helpful when I'm trying to find code either in my organization or globally. Yet somehow Amazon, the company that seems to think that when I search for underpants, I don't need to see a single thing above the fold that isn't their brand or a sponsored ad, dares to suggest that they've beaten GitHub search at their own game? Shenanigans. Shenanigans, I say. AWS is the cloud customers choose for their SQL Server workloads. Azure boasts that they're 5 times cheaper than AWS for SQL Server workloads. They don't boast that this is because they're jackasses with licensing. So in effect, this post is highlighting that AWS is so much better than Azure that customers are willing to pay a 5x premium to use it instead. Nice job, Azure pricing team. You nailed it. Introducing IP-based routing for Amazon Route 53. I just finished setting up latency-based routing last week, and now there's another thing to learn and choose between. And finally, join me in Boston this July for AWS Reinforce 2022. Yeah, that's the title of the post, not me. Amazon CISO would like to personally invite you to attend via that most personal means of communication, a public post on the AWS security blog. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Stay salty. I know I will.
Stay humble.